Hey, y'all. Welcome back to the Patriots Helping Patriots Network. Sorry about that. We had a little bit of an episode and a problem there getting live, so we are back. I am your host, Just Jody, today, and we have a fantastic show planned with one of our finest Patriots. We here at PHP support all Patriots that are getting involved locally and nationally. We support the media that does report the truth, the uniting of other Patriots, and those events, of course, as well as all things God, country, and freedom. My next guest is truly all of these things. He is the editor-in-chief of Enoch's News Blast, the organizer and host of MAGAPALOOZA National Patriot Campouts across America, by the way. He was queued over 30 times. He was retweeted by Donald J. Trump, and he was also suspended by Twitter with 186,000 patriots. He's wearing that badge of honor that I love. He is my kind of patriot. Please welcome Mr. MAGAPALOOZA himself, my good friend. Enoch is here. Enoch, we made it. We're back and we're live.
Dude, it's so glad to be here again. I was like, I was just here.
So let's tell them what we did. We went live and nobody was there. And we were not live and we kept talking.
I mean, to be fair, we would have had a great conversation, but to include everybody in the community in the live chat also is definitely more important than us just having a conversation. So thanks for everyone that came back and joined us and have the patience to do so.
Absolutely. Thank you guys so much. I got a packed show today. We're going to learn more about Enoch and his News Blast and MAGAPALOOZA and you name it, upcoming events and tours. That's right. So you guys, I'm going to tell you a quick story about my finding of Enoch, right? And around 2019, I'm floating around the internet. I refused Twitter because they were trying to ban the president. They eventually banned him. I don't want to be on Twitter. So I'm everywhere else looking for Enoch's News Blast. I find him. I am fangirling out because as a creator, it's direct, it's to the point, and I'm so excited. And News Blast, to me, was everything when I could find it. So eventually, here I am sitting with Enoch, and it happens to be that we've, you know, met, become friends, and there's nothing about his mind that isn't just simple, full of balance, yet very intelligent. So I just want to say, Enoch, I don't know how the News Blast came about, but you got to tell me, okay? Because that's one of the things that I love, love, love about all your work.
The News Blast goes all the way back to 2018. And in December, so very early 2018, I was starting to, for myself, keep track of the news headlines, mainly because that's when I was also learning that the mainstream media is not telling us what Trump is actually doing in office. You know, I was a little late to the game. I was just wanting to go through the news, and I knew the mainstream media wasn't telling us what was going on. So what I was doing in my Discord at the time, because I wasn't on social media, was making these things called it the News Blast. And then what I was doing was something that people might remember doing growing up. It's less and less nowadays, but we used to wake up and in the morning you grab yourself your newspaper, brew a pot of coffee, and sit down and go over all the news headlines from the previous day. Because that's how newspapers work, right? They get printed in the middle of the night, they get shipped out to you, and in the morning you're reading all the news from the previous day. So what the News Blast is its essence, me sitting down, having coffee, going through the news, and making line after line of the news headlines without giving you the narrative. And what makes it different than the mainstream media or basically anything else out there is that I don't give you the narrative. If you tune into CNN or Fox or Newsmax on any given night, first of all, they're not going to go over all the news. That's because they might spend 60% of their show talking about one news item and telling you what to think about that news item, a narrative to go with that news item. And the News Blast strips the whole narrative away because I believe you guys are all smart enough for yourselves to believe what you need to believe about the news and come to your own conclusions. So thank you, Jody, for letting me talk about the News Blast because it's actually my favorite thing that I do. I'm known for a lot of other things, but the news blast, that's my pride and joy.
Oh, man, it's brilliant. Just like you and everything that you kind of do in a creation on social media is always, you know, something to admire and look up to. And the reason being that the news blast not having the narrative really allows people to use their own discernment, right? And kind of takes us in a direction. So we can talk about Trump the other day, right? And I got this cute little video. We'll play that really quick before we show the news blast. You know, the thing was, he got tore up. Like, those were not true comments at the debate regarding the people, the you know, how do I say it? I don't want to say the wrong word, so I'll just say the illegals eating pets, okay? So lots of stuff has happened since that comment was made. I was aware of that. I was shocked that, you know, most people weren't. I was aware of it because there's videos being posted all across the land from the people in Ohio. And I have people in Ohio, right? So let's talk about that really quick. But I want to show you this awesome little video. Okay, so I love that so much. And what I have to say is that people have stepped out of the woodwork regarding that. So typically, I would pick up a topic out of the news blast that looks like this, okay? This is what it looks like, and you guys are going to want this. So you're going to want to find Enoch on all social media. Ellen Notchell over on True Social, which we're going to get to how that came about, by the way. From going from Enoch to Ellen Notchell was quite something. So if you check out the news blast right here, you can see that these topics, screen a little bigger for my old eyes, guys. All right. So you can see right here, Monday, September 9th, Enoch's news blast. I love that your handles are up here. This is where you guys can go and follow him at Ellen Notchell or Ellen Knockle at True Social, is where I am at with him. Newsblast 17 on Twitter X, of course. And then of course on Telegram, quite the sensation on Telegram, Enoch is as well. So Israel strikes on Syria military sites, kill 18, the government says. James Earl Jones dies at 93. RFK Jr. must be removed from North Carolina ballot. State Supreme Court rules. Michigan Supreme Court rules. RFK Jr. will remain on the state's ballot in November. Trump steps up vows of retribution for those who are corrupt. This is all real news. And there's one line, one statement that is giving you massive amounts of news for the day. So it's really important. Here's my favorite part. I have to stop myself from going to the bottom of the news blast, because at the end, he always has a Bible verse, right? Which is amazing. Go look that one up, but check it out. He'll have one question. Enoch, I love this. It'll be like, what shirt are you wearing? What websites do you pay for? What are you making for dinner? And totally breaks up the vibe of everything you just took in, which is brilliant because it's normal. And we need that in our everyday right now. You are like balance all the way around. So what started this question in this Bible verse in your news blast?
All the way back to the very first news blast I made, I would include news that was like kind of happening in my everyday life. So like I said, I was doing this on Discord, and like maybe we had movie night on Discord. Right. So I would include, we watched this movie on Discord, you know, and like, cause I was kind of, I knew the audience, at the time. And so I was in interaction, like I'm part of the community, Jody. Like I'm not someone who's like above the community. Like everything I do in regards of being a member of the community. And so the interaction is what communities do. You know, like most news sites, they'll give you something and like even the mainstream news, like the comment sections are gone. There's no comment section anymore. They don't want to see what people are talking about the news. They don't want to see you as a person. And so this is the last prompt of the last line of the news blast now for since 2018. That's a lot of prompts. Mm-hmm. But it's always something to try to elicit a response from the readers. And it's like, it's always like something pertinent to my own life as well. Like if I, like recently this last week, what shirt are you wearing? I got a new shirt, you know, and it's just like, you feel proud when you get a new shirt and you're like, you want to wear it. And like you wear a shirt to show people, right? Or to tell people. So it's just a elicits response. Like what websites do you pay for? I was recently thinking about paying for Twitter, which is anyone who knows me, it would probably be like, Enoch, you're really thinking about paying for Twitter? but no. So it's like, that's the question that since I'm thinking about it, why not ask the community, what websites do you guys pay for? I love the community. So I'm going to always ask questions because I'd like to get to know more about everybody.
Yeah. You're really considerate to other patriots, not just online, but in person. And that for me, you know, really shines the genuine soul that you are. And I think that's kind of what drew me over to like, oh my God, it's Enoch. And I was so excited, right? At our Michigan tour for the Reawaken America tour, to be able to like see you and talk with you. And yeah, we had interacted, but it was really great to see you. And then you guys, we're in the same home state. So like, right here, we got the Michigander thing going on, which is beautiful because it's hard to find our solid patriots sometimes here in our state, you know, so it's a big, beautiful thing. But right now, real quick, we have to do a quick word for my sponsor, and then we are going to come back with Mr. Magapalooza himself, you guys, and we are going to talk all things Magapalooza.
In the political and financial markets, there has never been a better time than right now to invest in silver and gold. When governments simply print billions of dollars in paper money in hopes of solving financial shortfalls, you know that it is time to buy and hold assets of true and lasting value. Free information is available to you right now by calling 888-747-3309. Whether you are a new investor or you're interested in preserving the value of your retirement accounts, we make it easy for you to make smart decisions for your financial future. The specialists at Cornerstone are here to serve you, work to satisfy your retirement goals, and communicate with respect. Call us right now at 888-747-3309. That's 888-747-3309. Or visit us online at cornerstoneassetmetals.com. That's cornerstoneassetmetals.com.
All right, you guys. That is a word from my sponsor at Cornerstone Asset Metals. I absolutely love Mr. Terry Sacca, Christian-based, patriot-owned company, smaller, and quite what a brilliant, brilliant man in the finance world. So, you know, consider. And if you do go there, just tell him I sent you and he will send you a free silver kit as well. So anyway, Enoch, let's get this ticker down so we can talk Magapalooza. So let's get into this because you and I have one thing that's huge in common, which is bringing patriots together, right? That was the first thing that I kind of noticed about this event. And how did this all begin? There is literally, you guys, Magapalooza is a national camp out. He targets different areas of the country, and he's had a few now, and he's got a few upcoming. The next one's in Colorado. But I really want to get to how this came about, because it's a fantastic idea.
Well, honestly, General Flynn inspired me. His promotion of local action equals national impact made me kind of question what I was doing. As someone who had a very large Twitter account, who could be considered a social media influencer, that's something like I look at, that's how I kind of judge other social media influencers, is what are they doing for the community. And I wasn't seeing a lot. So I took it upon, like, myself. I can't be upset about what I see in others unless I'm doing it myself. Mm-hmm. So something that I started doing around the time of the Take the Oath campaign, just after the Take the Oath campaign on Twitter, was I realized the need to get patriots together in real life. Like, we all have heard stories about patriot-owned businesses that were afraid to wear a Trump hat or, you know, say they're a Trump supporter because they're afraid of the pushback of being a business owner. There was artists who were afraid to say that they're, you know, there's so much fear. There's so much fear in the community, and it's still, honestly, still to this day, there's still a lot of fear of people showing their support for what they actually support. And getting patriots out of the house and meeting up in real life was important to me, not just for me to get out and start doing something, but we all have online friend groups that we are almost in contact with every day. And to give a location for these online friend groups to meet up in real life is something I did not plan on with when I started doing these, the Megapalooza National Patriot Campouts, but it's something that I've seen every single one now so far. And it's such a blessing. And I started doing meetups, and here in Michigan, I did three what I called Michigan meetups in 2019, 2020. And it was within the hour of the first one. Each one was a three-day camp out, a Friday, Saturday, Sunday camp out at a campground. And I just wanted to go camping with a bunch of patriots. And it was my local action. I was doing it in the county I live in. And I wanted to bring patriots together in real life. Well, at the first Michigan meetup, there was people coming from other states. And I was just like, okay, noted. I got to think about this. And everyone's just like, I love seeing the photos from your meetups, of your camping event, etc. And it's like, people are like, you need to do one in Ohio. You need to do one in Florida. You need to do one in Texas. And so I started seeing this need. The community wanted place. There's not many events that go around where patriots can meet up with patriots. I know this is a long-winded story, but
This is why we're here. We want to hear all of this.
Well, another bit of inspiration came from the Reawaken tour and these other tours, which anything to get patriots together, I endorse. But something that I noticed from these events is when patriots came back from these events, they weren't necessarily talking about the speakers or the event itself. They were talking about going out to eat with all the patriots they met up with at the hotel and spending all this time getting to meet their friends in real life. And there's people are posing with pictures with each other, smiling like, look, we meet up, you know. Mm-hmm. Like, I started seeing that. Now it's like, I want to make an event where that is the highlight. Patriots meeting up with patriots, spending time with patriots is literally the highlight of the Megapalooza National Patriot Campouts. There's no ticket sales. So, like, if you can't afford to go to one of these big events, maybe people could afford to go to this campout. There's no paid speakers. Well, that's because I can't pay people. This is grassroots. And we'll talk about that in a moment later. But there's no conference rooms to sit you down in and to be talked at, you know, for hours each day. Again, everything has its purpose in place, but there are things that I just stripped away. I stripped all that away and was just like, how about a whole weekend with us hanging out? I was like, because that seems to really be what our community needs. And that's what they're talking about. Jody, when you go and do any of these Reawaken tours, spending time with people, like, it would recharge you, you know. Mm-hmm. It'd recharge your patriotism. It would recharge your anything that you were low on, whether it was your peopling skills, like how long is everything going to take? You know, you get recharged.
Yeah, you're totally rejuvenated. Yeah.
Hanging out with your patriot friends.
That's a good point you're making, because I never realized early on doing the media events and stuff, what it was that I was feeling at these events. because you've never felt this before. You've never had this kind of, there's almost no verbalization. It's more of an emotion or a feeling that you get when, just like it, when somebody walks with truth and with God, you know, when they enter the room, right? Well, we were getting these vibes and I'm like, look at the connections we've made. And that's one of the things that we talk about with these events. It's the connections we've made with other patriots that are doing the work that just want to be in each other's presence. There is, a real power to that. There's, you know, our knowledge is our power. We're all loaded with power. And that's what I noticed, like, you know, after we met and had the weekend, like, can you imagine MAGAPALOOZA for 2 or 3 days in the, like, favorite setting, camp setting for me would be like, that's my vibe, right? I like to just be outdoors. So like, that is it. And I can't, like, one day I'm making one for real. But it, you know, even if I don't make it, I have an intent of support and, you know, we'll get to like the donations and stuff that people can do to help support later. But the importance of what you've put together is that same no verbiage feeling when you're together, you know, totally what you're bringing out. So check it out, Enoch. I got a little slideshow for you. First of all, how many has there been?
We've done, I do Michigan every year now. Okay. Ever since I went on the national scale after those first 3 Michigan meetups, I switched it. That's when I switched it to MAGAPALOOZA National Camp Out because I, us Michiganders were starting to be outnumbered at the Michigan meetup. Yeah. And that's why I knew that so many people around the country wanted an event like this. So I asked the News Blast supporters, to help me fundraise so I could do these events across the country. So I do one in Michigan. And for the first 3 years, I did one in Michigan and then I picked another state. So we've done Florida as another state. We've done Kentucky as another state. We've done Tennessee as another state. And then this year, the News Blast supporters came through and largely to some large donors, anonymous donors, allowed me to do 3 events this year for the first time. So not only did I do it in Michigan, I was able to do one in Bucks County, and I got one coming up in Colorado. So it's amazing the support the community is giving me for organizing these events. And I know everyone wants me to come to their state and organize an event in their state. It's all I gotta say is 2026 is going to be a big year for MAGAPALOOZAs because that's going to be our 250-year-long celebration that Trump's going to dedicate. As a celebration to the United States 250-year anniversary. And I think I'm planning on doing a lot that year.
Oh, I'm so, so excited about like every event up and coming out of you because each one also grows and the support grows because, you know, you start with a handful of people and those people, it's not just their word of mouth. They're like, we're coming back. Right. And then you have other people that are in other states. So now we are connecting the dots and just drawing energy lines totally across our country to be able to show the support for what needs to happen. And it's really important that we're together to get it done. You know, we do a lot of virtual, but like being hands on is nothing. So anyway, Heidi threw a quick slideshow together. That's right. Producer Heidi in the back. sometimes she has to be the producer. So we're going to go ahead and play that, you guys. Check this out. You're going to feel the vibe I felt when I watched some of these pictures. You can't fake real positive energy that's powerful together. And it relays in this video. So let's check it out real quick. Oh, that was awesome, Heidi. Great slideshow. Enoch, so much going on with all of that. So I'm looking at it. I'm like, I want the food. Was that peaches on the grill? Whose flag was that? Who are where are we at? Like so many questions. So that was a combo of a bunch of stuff. So I have to say, I just need to know, were those peaches on the grill?
Yeah, absolutely. Dude, there's this awesome Patriot. All right, so each Megapalooza, there's only three things on the itinerary at all for the whole weekend. Number one is Friday. We meet around the flagpole at 9 p.m. and we do a sing for freedom in support for all of our J6ers that are still incarcerated, unconstitutionally, I believe. So like Friday, it's all about meeting your neighbors, spending time with patriots, and then we get together and we do the national anthem at 9 p.m. around the flagpole. Saturday, the only thing on the schedule is the potluck. And I'm telling you guys, these potlucks are some of the best potlucks I've ever been to in my whole life. I don't know if patriots are just awesome at cooking, but everything on those tables that you saw is delicious. And like, if you could come just for the potluck, like honestly,
Oh
like
man,
I
I think
would.
a lot of people don't know that you are an amazing chef. A lot of people don't know that. So I've seen a lot of your food, like what you're having for dinner, and we're talking about it. And I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. No one has known that Enoch and his news blast can cook. So how did this come about for you? Like, I know you worked in the industry for a bit, but like, have you always enjoyed cooking?
I grew up. My grandparents got off the boat from Sicily,
Okay.
so I'm like 75% Italian, and I grew up not being allowed to help cook. Is
Oh.
so I don't know if that was it, but when I needed to have a job, I started dishwashing, and within 6 months, I was a sous chef at a country club. It was just something naturally that interests me. And if I'm passionate about something, which, Italians get a little passionate about things, if I'm passionate about something, I'm pretty good at it. And so I was at the age of 18, I was teaching people that were in culinary school, that were graduated high school, in college, in culinary school. I was teaching them. And that was just because I had on the job experience for 2 years. And I learned so much under a great chef at a country club. So I just love cooking. I love food.
Yeah, I'm watching like this breakfast at the, I believe it was the Michigan one you did over summer, and you had this breakfast. It was like combination of leftover potluck, everybody's like leaving that day, and you're like turning all this food into the most delicious stuff ever. I'm like, give me that thing in that tortilla. I need this in my life, man.
Well, that's also what brings people together. Food
Yeah.
is, it really brings people together. And go figure, that's something I'm passionate about.
Well, we have a screen share. I want to go over to your Sing for Freedom. Let's check it out. And I know this is just one of them you've had going on here. Let's get this opened. Can we make it bigger?
Hey, this is Enoch at Megapalooza 2024, Bucks County, Pennsylvania, and this is Sing for Freedom. Each night from their jail cells, our J6 prisoners sing the national anthem at
I
9 p.m.,
love this.
and tonight we're going to sing in solidarity with them.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous night forged a banner.
USA, 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 USA.
Oh, that is brilliant. I love it. It's so sentimental. I'm like kind of teared up. Like, I love it when I see that come together like that. It's just beautiful. Thinking about the J6ers and putting that moment into perspective and using the national anthem to do so in their memory. Like, oh, you know, I love it when AU does it too. And I know that you guys knew Pi and, you know, he did that. And you just, oh, it's so, I have to say, fills your heart with joy to be a Patriot. We see how we stand for one another, you know? And for me, that's a joyous event. So
it's also really heavy.
It's heavy, heavy,
really heavy.
Yeah.
And that's why you get, that's why like you understand. So you get a little emotional, like, yeah. You know, but at the same time, you know, the reason why that poem or that song was written really commemorated a very heavy event as well.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's only fitting, like, yes, we use it to celebrate, but with through Sing for Freedom, what Joseph Thomas did, Pine on with starting the Sing for Freedom, it really brought that heaviness, which I think we need, back to it. So again, shout out to Pine on Joseph Thomas, and anyone that can help him do it. He's a great patriot. He helped me do multiple things, and he would have helped me with Megapalooza if he wasn't going through all the J6 stuff.
Yeah, and he definitely has had a very raw deal over J6. I feel horrible, and I did not know him. I just know that my heart is with him and his family. And I'm looking forward to November 5th. Because we have changes to make, including the release of all of our J6ers. So back to Megapalooza. There's so many moments like that that are familiar for me, having done an event with other Patriots and been within their presence and know things that stand out in my mind. Even some of our favorite people, you know, that have taught us so much. Like one of them for me, just by posting even, I mean, sure, a conversation that has taken place, but more for the posting would be Mr. Cutler, right? Boone Cutler. He does something that reminds me frequently to protect your mind and control your emotions. And that stuck with me. That'll be with me for the rest of my life. So I always say it's very specific in who you follow. Be, you know, really choose wisely and make sure they're good for you and your soul daily to carry on this fight. You know, like, we're warriors and you must be ready for battle. So there are things like protecting your mind that are important. And when I can feel something that I connect with, like Megapalooza events, it'll bring forth not just a heaviness, but a truthfulness into your life, right? The truth is what we're all hunting for constantly and exposing. And this gives you the truth, because you don't feel in that energy, that positive energy, if it's not true, right? And it's not genuine.
Well, it's a big reason why I even call it Megapalooza. Like, here we are, like, a lot of people are like, what do we have to celebrate? You know, and I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, I never thought we'd be in this fight in my lifetime. I have every reason to celebrate. I never thought we, as a community, we'd be in a position to help take down the deep state. And that is absolutely happening. That's also why I'm a huge Trump supporter, is that there's never been a man in the arena fighting against big pharma, big business, big media, mainstream media, big government, like all the things that I would be against, hate him. And that's why one of the biggest reasons I love Trump. So like Megapalooza, I'm going to celebrate. I'm going to travel the country. I'm going to try to get all you guys to come celebrate too, because as crazy as times might be, we are in this fight. In this fight, they never thought it was coming. So Jody, like really, like I do celebrate the fact that we're in this fight. I never thought that we'd be in it in my lifetime. And here we are.
Yeah, we were born. We were born for this, for sure. Or, you know, I firmly believe that. And together, everything that it's brought me, as hard as it's been, and the heavy news shows, the heavy human trafficking and the work that has to be done and the constant of not letting it leave your space or your brain to make sure it's done, the local action, the national action, all of it, the media, everything we do here. I couldn't have no bigger honor, and I'm okay with working 16 and 18 hour days until we take our country back. And when I meet patriots that are doing the same, I have no greater respect, you know. So numbers don't always impress me. Big accounts don't always impress me. There's a few that do because they're doing the work, and you were always one of them and still are, you know. So I just have to say that bringing people together is where change occurs. It's where it occurs. It's where it occurred for me. It's where it occurred with the Flynn team, the Flynn movie. You know, everything we've done with that, like you could feel a vibration in the room that is real, that you've never felt before. And that's the truth in your face. You finally are not indoctrinated enough to understand the feelings of truth, and there's no verbiage, right? So the other cool thing you guys always have, and I hope this is it. Heidi made this video and we didn't get it to upload today. So I stole this one from you.
I hope it's the Bucks County one.
I'm not sure, but let's see.
It's the best one to date. I'm so proud the way if it is what I think it is, I hope you pick the Bucks County one.
If not, send it to me to the Telegram one more time, and we will put it up anyway because we're in no rush, my friend. Check this out. This is awesome. Great. They're just having a golden time. Just a little group of people at the MAGAPALOOZA. Patriots having fun. Like those.
We thought we were posing for a group photo. We didn't know there was a video being taken.
I wasn't sure. That guy was getting it at the end there, right? And he's like jumping in the air, doing a twist. I was like, yes, go, buddy. Yeah, he had it going on.
Dude, it was absolutely amazing. Like, it's like, you guys see, look at all the faces. Like, and anybody still out there that might be on the fence about, you know, or being nervous about going out and meeting fellow patriots, just be not afraid. Mm-hmm. Like we have one life to live, you know, let's live it. Let's not, you know, stay behind our four walls and on the social media. Let's get out and meet each other. Let's spend time with each other. Let's break bread with each other. Let's sing together. Let's dance together. Dude, it's so powerful. It's so powerful. And like just getting a chance to experience it, you won't regret it. This is my pitch to anybody sitting on the fence out there. Yeah, there's going to be people out there that are going to be like, Enoch, are you worried about feds showing up at your event? No. I'm not worried about that. Enoch, are you worried about Antifa showing up at your offense? No. But, you know, I don't care. Like, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to keep on bringing people together. Like, it's just going to be how it is. Like, if I sat back to allow any of that to fester in my brain, you know, like, no great thing gets done without risk, and the hard things are never easy to do. I mean, the right things are never easy to do. So just come, like, even if it's not my event, like, anytime there's patriots getting together, try to get there.
Absolutely. You know, there's no room for fear in God's world, right? That's what faith is. So I think that's why so many of us walk so fearlessly. Most of us have faith on our side, right? And our support in our Christian community is amazing. And I just have to say, that it's really my walk with God that has taken a much closer being from within with God, you know, where, you know, I was always a Christian, all those things. However, it seems to be I'm finally in tune with God's walk for me, and I'm listening, right? And through other people and faith and prayer, there's really nothing to be afraid of other than not being with your people. Find your tribe, right?
And unite them. Unite the tribes.
That's
shout
right.
out Boone Cutler.
Yeah. And that's what we're doing here. Come on over. So check it out. I think I have my favorite part, which is let's tell everyone about how Enoch dances. Or doesn't want to ever
That's
dance.
What I sent over was the Bucks County Trump dance.
I got it on the screen okay. share. So Enoch does not dance, but at the MAGAPALOOZA, he has to do every time, at least once.
If Trump can get shot in the effing head, go out and do a rally.
Oh, Trump can be dancing. We can be dancing.
Oops, sorry. It cut you off. Yes.
Exactly. Like, if Trump can be dancing, we can be dancing too. Like I said, we never. Let's celebrate being in this fight. Like, honestly.
Amen.
Let's celebrate.
Amen. Let's do it. So check it out. This is the Trump dance in Bucks County.
To everybody, right? Give me a yeah!
Yeah!
That is so great, man. That is so great. I'm like, yes. So much of that packed in these MAGAPALOOZA weekends. And I actually love that you don't have paid speakers and stuff, you know. And a lot of us, we're going to come and speak for free, right? We're just going to do this like it's for the cause. So, you know, I know tons of people that would love to be able to go. Let's talk about the next one. I'm going to put up your overlay on it here. It is in Colorado, somewhere I've always wanted to go. It's so close to the Reawaken tour for me that I can't do it this year. But there's going to be one I make it to. So the News Blast presents MAGAPALOOZA from October 25th through the 27th. National Patriot Campout. Join us in Colorado Springs for family-friendly fun. RVs, vans, trailers, mobile tiny homes, hammocks, yurts, tents are all welcome. Cooking, food, patriotism, fresh air, music, and chillaxing. You guys go on over for more information regarding the Magapalooza campsite at magapalooza24@protonmail.com. And you'll see it running across the ticker here on the bottom as well. Yeah, Enoch. Wow. I love everything you got going on here with Magapalooza. This is exciting. Tell me about Colorado. How did Colorado come about? That's quite a journey for you.
It was. I didn't think I was going to be able to do a third. Like, I never have done three of them in a year. And what happened is I, went on Stormy Patriot Joe's show and with Mega Punch and, Lori and One Legged Patriot and was able to talk about, Megapalooza. And they asked me, someone asked me how, I told them I was low on fundraising, so I wasn't able to do a third one that year. And they said, how much more do you need to be able to do a third one? And I said about $2,000. And the next day I had a $2,000 donation to my Give, Send, Go. So that is absolutely how this Colorado Megapalooza was able to happen. So thank you to the anonymous donor out there. But it's an amazing thing. I've never done one west of the Mississippi yet. So going to Colorado Springs, and it's going to be October. So it might not necessarily be like, the best camping weather, but that's the thing about camping. It's going to be, this place also has cabins, bunk houses. There's a site called RV Share where you can actually rent an RV and have it delivered right to the campsite there and never have to drive it. So you can actually still stay in a campsite. So there's things available for people that aren't necessarily campers as well at this coming Colorado event. And tell you what, Jody, one thing I'm awesome about, can I tell a little story? Can I tell a little story?
Yeah.
It leads back to Colorado, so that it will tie in. But this summer has been such an amazing journey for me. Like not just doing the Megapaloozas or being in the community and doing what I do, but when I got to go to the Bucks County Megapalooza, I traveled there with a Patriot, came up and picked me up from Indiana. He went way out of his way to come pick me up. And he was going to a rodeo in Butler, Pennsylvania, almost a week before the Bucks County Megapalooza. So I started, like, it was like, okay, like I got a ride there, but I'm going to go and do this other stuff beforehand. So as I'm traveling the country, I got to spend like 4 days in Butler, Pennsylvania. And again, that's right. That's where the Trump assassination attempt happened. And so I got to go to a rodeo for the first time, but I also went to the site that Trump was shot. I stood in the exact location. And I got to meet, there's Patriots meeting up there, Jody. Like there was a Patriot from Ohio, a Patriot from Indiana, a Patriot from Michigan, and a Patriot from Canada. And we just stood there talking about, you know, how heavy of an event that was and how much that meant to us. And, you know, how much that we support Trump even more going forward, that he's willing to stand up after taking a freaking bullet and raise his fist. And, you know, like the Secret Service were trying to get him out of there. And he's like, no, I got to show the people, you know, how strong we are as a community. And the crowd and Trump both that day inspired me even more. And it was just this interesting story that happened is one of your producers, Heidi, saw that I was in Butler because I was posting some photos of being there. She's like, did you see this statue while you were there? And she sent me a link to a news article about an artist named Bill Secunda, who did this statue called Tough as Nails, where he welded a bunch of cement nails together into this giant. It was in the video you posted, one of the pictures.
Yeah, beautiful.
But I ended up just looking him up like on Google, and I thought I was going to a studio, like a place that we could just go and visit, but it was his house.
Oh my gosh.
People don't go there to visit. Let's just put it that way.
Right.
He was kind enough to invite me in to his, I'll call it a foundry, really, because he does metal. It's all metal fabrication. Mm-hmm. So I got to meet him and got to see the statue firsthand. And I just want to thank Heidi for sending me that information, because like I probably wouldn't have even known about it. And just this journey across the country took me to the site where Trump was shot. And then took me to Bucks County, Pennsylvania. And I chose that site because that's where Washington crossed the Delaware. And so during that weekend, I also then went on to check out where Washington crossed the Delaware, which is an amazing thing for me. Like,
yeah, big time.
It ties back to, in the queue posts. One of my biggest times I got queued was for the Durham boat decode, which was the first image that was ever, included in the queue post was Washington crossing the Delaware. And so like, I tied it all back. Like I had to go visit that. So I got to visit where Washington crossed the Delaware, the site where Trump was shot. And then this Colorado event, Colorado Springs, comes up. And I don't know anything about Colorado. I have a group of seven patriots that live in Colorado that was just like, help me find a location for this. And this is what was decided upon. And it's at the base of Pikes Peak. Okay. And something I didn't know about Pikes Peak was you've heard the song America the Beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, so the woman who wrote that song, I forgot her name, forgive me for that. She was inspired to write the poem that the song ended up becoming the song, America the Beautiful, after she went to the top of Pikes Peak and seen the view. And it's like, it's literally called, like, its nickname's America's Mountain. So it's like, all this is coming together to just have one of the most unique years of my life. And like, I talk about God guiding me in almost everything I do, and has his hand in almost everything. And I don't know exactly where I'm going, but it's signs like that show me I'm still on this right path. I know it has nothing to do with like the megapalooza in Colorado, but how God
has,
he's
lit your path. God like, has lit your path.
This is Americana at its best. And I can't believe how much I love it. And like our parents and grandparents romanticized the traveling the country on the roads.
Yeah.
And that's how I do it. I don't fly. So like I really do. I really have been able to start to experience this country gas station by gas station, rest stop by rest stop. And there's people you meet along the way. And these encounters like what I had in Butler, what I had in Bucks County, what I'm going to have in Colorado, they're absolutely priceless. So like I just wanted to thank everybody for allowing me to be in the position to do what I'm doing. Like it's an experience for me as well. And it's like, it's so touching to be able to do this. And I wouldn't be able to do that without everyone that supports us. And Patriots Helping Patriots News Network. I just want to personally thank you for the support. Because ever since you found out what I'm doing, you guys have been like number one on the list of supporting it. And I just like shout out to you and literally everyone else that's in the Patriot Helping Patriots news crew.
Oh, thank you, Enoch. You know, this is what I'm here to do. And I want the Patriots doing the work and bringing people together to be the leaders of our community. And you've always been one, and it's beautiful to watch you step into this role and you know, watch God light your path along the way, and all these amazing experiences for you just make me feel great. So that's great for everyone. Now I want to head on over, because there's a couple of screen shares I got to do before we go today as well. I want to go over here and tell everybody how they can support MAGAPALOOZA. You guys, you can see the link below the video. You can also see it across the ticker. This is the Give, Send, and Go. This helps support all of the MAGAPALOOZAs. Many places Enoch has to, you know, bring in specific things to make it functional for everyone. You have to rent a pavilion and, you know, other things. So, you know, there's a travel expense to all of this. So this is where we go to donate. Please do so here today at the Give, Send, and Go. You can see supporting MAGAPALOOZA National Patriot. You can read a little bit about that and securing the sites and what it takes.
The main reason I do this is because there's no ticket sales.
Right.
Like, so there's no profiting from this event whatsoever. And the only way I can organize these events is through the fundraising from the, what I say, the Newsflash supporters.
Yeah.
And so it's very important. And I really do hate fundraising. But if anybody can help us get us to the goal for the year, we are so close. We are so close. And I can't believe how much it says 95 people have given. Like, I can't believe how much can be done with just 95 people giving.
It's beautiful. And the sharing is really important. If you can't afford to give, just please do a share and say a prayer. I love that you have the pray on here. This is really, really important to keep us together. And unfortunately, in this world, everything costs. Now, I'm going to flip over to this tab because I got something I got to have. Okay. All right, let's go on over here. You guys, this I'm going to add to the video down below. You can also find this link on his True Social. Now, right down here, first of all, these patches just stop. I got to have one for my patch hat. But I actually love the solid red. So I want this one. However, right here she is. This is going to be my new bad boy right here, you guys. This is the one I'm going to order because I like a ceramic mug. You guys see me drinking coffee. I got the Java with Just Jody show and I'm a mug specific person, right? My hands are little, like they can't be too heavy. I mean, you know, all these things because I'll like crank it down on my desk and make lots of noise while I'm drinking. But anyway, I am partial to this and I definitely want the hat. So check it out. Come on over here and show your support as well. And Enox News Blast is the one presenting Magapalooza to you. So please don't forget that. And
Shout out to P2P Printing for being a Patriot-owned company, for being an American company, and providing products that are all made in America.
I love that.
Just a shout out.
Shout out to them. Yeah. I've never heard of them and they are awesome. It looks like they had a couple of other people.
Patriots Helping Patriots are you guys. And then my merch guys, Patriots to Patriots.
Look at this. I love it. Patriots to Patriots Printing. That's awesome. That's really cool. That is, quite unique.
That's not a drop shifter shipping place. That's not a big conglomerate. That absolutely is a person. And these shirts, like, honestly, I got one right here. I got my Bucks County Magapalooza shirt on. They're the softest. They're freaking so soft. They're great for summer. Like being out in the sun, it almost feels like you're not wearing a shirt. They're so soft.
Yes. I like a soft shirt and I like it to like fit underneath like hoodies and stuff. Cause I'm like always cold. Like, you know, today I will show Mark's. Mark did ours, right? With the logo. So there it is, guys. Mark missing up, but it's really cold down here. So
he's got some Megapalooza stuff over on his site as well.
Does he?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. See, Mark needs to get in touch. We have to talk more. But we've all been so busy. They had a great show last night. And if you guys get time, go back and watch their show as well tonight. Fitz had a fantastic show on Monday night. We're getting ready to bring in two Christian couple podcasters here at Patriots Helping Patriots. Really looking forward to that. And Scott Zimmerman will be starting live very soon with Conversations. So we have lots going on and new directions, and I'm really looking forward to it. You know what? I'm excited because right before Magapalooza, you're going to see us in North Carolina. Yes, I'm excited. So we're all going to be there for the Reawaken America tour. We got a big team of 17 coming with the media group. Isn't that cool? There's 17 of us. And what else do I need to say about it? Oh, where you can get the tickets. TimeToFreeAmerica.com. TimeToFreeAmerica.com. Now, let's talk about those tickets for the Reawaken America Tour. You can give a donation or be in the scholarship fund for this, right? Because we want everyone to be able to go. So if you have a problem or you can't afford the tickets, but you are in the area and you still want to go, let us know. We'll help you with that and put you in contact with the people that are doing the tickets.
That's a great thing they do.
Yeah, TimeToFreeAmerica.com. If you tell them, you don't even have to contact me. They will also just give you the tickets. You know, we need donations for the tickets, you know, because the event costs a lot of money to put on. However, I love that they offer it up to everyone no matter what. And they cover the bill if they have to, right? So, that's kind of the way they roll too. And, you know, General Flynn will be there. Boone Cutler's going to be there. Eric Trump, I believe Don Jr. is going to be there. And Laura. Yeah, lots of speakers. Lots of, that's a whole 2 days of God, Country, and Freedom that is irreplaceable. And it's supposed to be the last tour. So I think Saturday will be very emotional walking away from all the tours we've done and all the great connections and people, and looking forward to our new adventure of taking our country back and seeing what's next. Right. So we're getting ready to wrap up here. Enoch, do you have anything else you want to tell anyone today about MAGAPALOOZA, yourself, or the news?
I think if you follow the show, you know where to find me. You know where to find the MAGAPALOOZA information. You know where to find the support to give Sango. For fundraising, just make sure you guys hit that like and subscribe to Patriots Helping Patriots News Network. If you're here for the first time, you're not going to want to miss out on what Jody has going on this channel. It's not just her. She has a great network of shows that are here and that are coming, that she said. Yeah. So if anyone that came over to, you know, watch me and then they're not familiar with Jody, you guys are missing out, because she is, she deserves way more followers than what she has. There's people out there in this community that are like doing nothing in real life. and everything that this community is doing things in real life. And that's why I pretty much have found my friends here. Yeah. And I just thank you for allowing me to be a friend of Helping Patriot News Network.
Thank you. It is our blessing, in all honesty. It truly is. You are a blessing to the community and an epitome of Patriots Helping Patriots. I absolutely am grateful for getting to know you, Enoch, and everything you represent. You're an irreplaceable friend, and I look forward to so many more meetups, MAGAPALOOZAs, and tours, and whatever we can do here in our state as well. Because our time is coming. So I'm super excited to just be able to be here with you today. And you guys, you can follow Enoch. All his links are below this video on Rumble. That's right. We will also air tonight on BBS Radio and TV. That's right. BBS Radio and TV is everywhere. All you got to do is type it in. It'll come up. It doesn't matter where you're watching or listening. If you do it on Apple, cool. If you do it on X, cool. If you do it, you know, you got my drift, Google, wherever you watch, BBS Radio and TV is there. So you can check that out. We're going to be doing a lot of work over this weekend. So, look for some new stuff coming out, that is going to be just uploaded. And I know F. Simon has some new creations we're going to be uploading. And as always, you're going to click the link for the Flynn movie down below. We're going to go out on a clip from the Flynn movie. I've never felt more truth in my life. If you haven't seen it, you must see it. Use the link down below. Click the link. Enoch, we love you. Thank you for being in our family. And we're going to roll the clip, and I'm going to talk to you soon, and you come back anytime you want. All right? I'll see you. Hold up, guys. Here we go.
Former National Security Advisor Lieutenant General Michael Flynn pleading guilty today to lying to the FBI.
Flynn knew exactly how the system worked. He knew exactly what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding. They had to get rid of Flynn.
There was a moment where I just felt like I was drowning. So I'm in there with these other political appointees. They're all supposed to go in there and tell what they believe to be the truth. What they did was they took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
He was, by definition, the most dangerous possible person for Donald Trump to hire.
President Obama said, but I do have one specific recommendation. Stay away from Michael Flynn. He's bad news.
Over time, instead of being pounded down below the surface of the ocean, we started to fight. I'm now above the surface.
All right, go ahead and click the link down below. And until next time, you guys, God bless you all. God bless POTUS 45 and God bless America. I'm just Jody. This is Enoch, and we are Patriots Helping Patriots, and we are going to see you all soon. Have a great day, everyone.